This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. The worldwide caseload for the coronavirus pandemic stands at more than 530,000 at this hour, with the number of deaths topping 24,000. The epicenter is here in the United States. 86,000 infections and some 1,300 lives lost. In figures compiled by Johns Hopkins University, the largest COVID-19 outbreak is in densely populated New York City, where the number of deaths is approaching 400. Number of coronavirus cases there, close to 22,000, with at least 3,900 COVID-19 patients reported hospitalized. Increasing numbers of healthcare workers in New York City are falling prey to the disease as well, their situation made worse by short supplies of personal protective equipment and fatigue, both physical and mental. Elsewhere in the world, Italy and Spain remain mired in the pandemic. Italy's death count has topped 8,200, with more than 85,000 virus cases. Spain counts almost 4,400 deaths among its 57,800 victims. Along with the United States, Spain and Italy account for about half the world's coronavirus infections, all reporting overwhelmed hospitals and critical shortfalls in medical equipment and supplies needed to treat the sick. On the economic front, the Italian government has ordered its industrial sector to shut down. Companies in Europe are laying off workers at the fastest pace since 2009. American unemployment numbers last week were five times more than the old record, with 3.3 million workers applying for jobless benefits. South Africa, where unemployment is already about 30%, the government has put a three-week lockdown in place. India's 1.3 billion people are under a similar order. The nation's vital rail system has been shut down, and large numbers of jobless Indians are trying to reach their home villages on foot, in some cases hundreds of miles away from the country's major cities. The Indian government has announced a $22 billion stimulus plan to fund food rations to an estimated 800 billion.